Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Broadwasted listeners, Brian here. During this crazy time, I have some family friends who are stuck in their apartment like all of us, but they started to create their own podcast. So since they are family friends, thought I would do them a solid and let you listen to what they're creating and whipping up in their apartment. Thanks and enjoy Lori Stories. Okay, ready and record. Did you hit record, Joshua? Oh, you did. Okay. And go. Hello, I'm Lori Seligman, back with another story. For those of you who don't know, I want to make a record of all my stories so the historians and anthropologists know how things were before the quarantine. I have my grandson here, my beautiful grandson Joshua, helping me to record. He doesn't have a mic. I will be his interpreter. Now, I just want to let you know that I wrote all these stories down, and so for this, I'm just reading them out loud. These are my stories, my Lori's stories. When you're stuck inside and getting the boris, tune right in for Lori Stories, live from Brooklyn. How good was that theme song? Yes, of course I changed it, Joshua. You gotta keep the listeners on their toes. So, to keep from going cuckoo bananas, I've got a real exciting story filled with intrigue, excitement, twists, turns, a gorgeous mail carrier, and a missing package. Today's story is called The Case of the Mailman Bandit. Note to self, add a dramatic sound effect here. Joshua, can you add a dramatic sound effect here? Nothing too scary. Thank you. And now, the story. It was some time ago, in the same house we're all in right now. I was up at dawn, frying canisius fresh from my David. I don't remember what day it was, but what I do remember is that I had just gotten a call from my sister Zebra, and she said her husband William had just been to the ShopRite and ran into our cousin Avery, who was shopping for his family while his wife Vanessa, she was 7 months pregnant at the time, was at home under bed rest. So, that's probably a few years ago now, because that baby in the oven was named Rebecca. She's now 5. Is she 7? Did I just send a 15-year-old a birthday card? I don't even remember how time flies. I digress. So, as time approached 9:30 a.m., I heard the little gate open, which meant Francisco, a mailman, had arrived. You gotta see this guy. Oi, a heartthrob, a stunner, a real, ooh, a Mel Gibson type. Oh, whoops, I shouldn't bring him up. Can we cut that, Joshua? So let's just say this guy, Francisco, he's a real Chalamet of the postal world. The sound of the mailbox opening, letters shuffling in, Francisco closing it up tight. I love hearing these noises. So much unknown to discover. I love a good mystery. Who wrote to me? What coupons will I get? What Broadway flyer is waiting for me? So I turn off the stove, because it would be very irresponsible to leave it on while David was still sleeping, and I run down the stairs. I walked. I didn't run. I don't want to fall. I had just missed Francisco, but I did see our neighbor, Julio, who was outside on his stoop drinking coffee. Julio and his husband, James, have been our friends ever since they moved in next door. We love them. They had a magnificent wedding in their backyard, just friends and family, nice and small. I had never been invited to a wedding with two grooms before. I mean, technically, I still haven't been invited to one because we did watch from the fire escape, but it was beautiful. I cried. I got them a gift. Back to the story. I went outside, saw Julio. Then, what I saw next? Get ready for this. A package. My Omaha steaks had come. What a day. But that's when I realized something was off. It was a little peculiar. I walked over to the package and saw that the left side was a little crushed and the tape holding the flaps closed was ripped and the box was slightly open. This was very upsetting. I knew it right then and there. Somebody had tampered with my Omaha steaks. Who would want to steal some of my Omaha steaks? Why wouldn't you just try and take the whole box of Omaha steaks? I thought to myself, Lori, you must have come out of your house just in time to scare away this mail bandit. Wait, hold the phone for one moment. I just want to be clear, because this is a podcast. I didn't think the bandit was necessarily male, like M-A-L-E. It could have been female or non-binary. I don't know. It's a podcast, and as now a professional podcast maker, I want to be very clear and certain we're all on the same page. I do not want anybody's feelings hurt. Okay? Okay. Where was I? Oh, right, Julio. Okay, so I asked Julio, did you see Francisco this morning deliver the mail? And he says, hola, Lori. No, I did. You know what? This accent is probably not a good idea. I'll stay awoke. Anyway, Julio's answer was a little suspicious. And then he asked me what was in the package. What business is that of his? Sure, I ask him about any sounds I hear coming out of his house, but that's coming from a place of genuine concern of well-beings. His line of questioning made me think, what's his game? So I figured I'd throw him off. I had to think quick. What was it? I told him, listen to this. It's a framed painting of my family. One of those internet things where you upload a photo and it comes back looking like a picture painting. Good one, Lori. But who would I become? I was lying to my neighbors about meats? Well, there was no turning back now. I was becoming something I didn't fully understand. So I just grabbed the box in the mail, which included a flyer from Beautiful, the Carol King musical, which David and I had already seen, but the flyer marketing worked again. What can I say? That afternoon, I ended up getting more tickets. Loved that show. I feel the earth move under my... Anyway, I'm walking back into my home, wondering what my next move would be. Who tampered with my Omaha steaks? So I thought to myself, WWLD. What would Linda do? Linda Berkowitz and I have been best friends for over 40 years. We're like two falafels in a pita. So I'm thinking, what would Linda do? She's very good in a pinch. Well, I think she'd take this systematically, I thought to myself. So that's what I did. I opened the box, counted my five steaks, and wait, five steaks? I thought to myself, wasn't I supposed to get six steaks this month? Somebody did steal one. Oh, hold on one second, Joshua. I need to write a quick note. Check if Omaha Steaks is still delivering during the corona. Okay, so I'm channeling my inner Linda, and I didn't freak out, and went right to the internet to check my emails, and after a little bit of click-clacking, I found my confirmation email, and lo and behold, five steaks. Not six, I was working myself into a tizzy for no reason. Good detective work, Lori, I said to myself out loud. You always have to give positive reinforcement whenever you can. So the bottom line was, I got my six, but was my neighborhood compromised? Could this happen again? Was I safe? Was David safe? Was my little Joshua safe? The next morning, I asked Francisco, when he came around with the next day's mail, if he saw anything suspicious the day before. I told him it looked like my box had been tampered with. Please note, I had already ruled Francisco out as a suspect because he is a doll. But then, Francisco gave me another bit of information, a tidbit. Apparently, he had been off the day before, and his replacement had accidentally dropped a dolly of packages, and some would dent it. But that was it. Case closed. That's what getting the mail and packages used to be like before the corona. These days, I just wave the government-mandated 6 feet away from Francisco when he stops by. Julio, too. I used to run out and grab my mail and put it on the kitchen table. Now, I scrub it down, disinfect it. It's a whole thing. So I hope that story keeps you entertained and happy and helps you remember what the old days were like. Remember, stay safe, stay happy, stay safe and happy. As long as you're safe. Joshua, I always forget where this off button thing is. Is it this one? No. Is it this one? No. Can you just stop this?
When you're stuck inside and getting the boris, tune right in for Lori Stories, live from Brooklyn.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.